This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The RV crowd, the recreational vehicle crowd, has been taking it on the chin during the shutdown. Lots of national parks with their gates locked and campgrounds closed. But the roads overall are actually getting more crowded with motorhomes. Winnebago reports quarterly profits tomorrow. They're expected to be pretty good. And Marketplace's Queen of Kim reports that's about the economy and who's behind the wheel.
When I think of the RV industry, I think of Winnebagos. But Katherine Thompson, she's an analyst at the Thompson Research Group, she says something else comes to mind.
We've thought that the RV industry is a really good leading indicator for overall economic trends.
There's the obvious reason. Nobody really needs a motorhome, and they're not cheap. Thompson says RVs can cost between $10,000 for the bare bones variety and up to $300,000 for fancy master bath, a full kitchen, and a widescreen TV. So when RV sales are up, we know that people have extra money and feel confident about spending it. David Whiston is an analyst at Morningstar.
It's been a very strong year, both for the industry and for Winnebago.
Whiston says motorhomes are up 35% this year, and for the past 4 years, sales have been climbing. There are a few things driving this trend. The economy is improving, banks are a little more willing to lend, and baby boomers haven't lost their taste for the road. In fact, they're passing it on.
We've seen a strong resurgence in RV activity, especially among the young families.
Mac Bryan is with the Recreation Vehicle Industry Association. He says it's not all wanderlust. Bryan says airports have become such a hassle, especially with young kids, that motorhoming is just more convenient. Plus, he says once you buy the rig, an RV vacation can be much cheaper than paying for hotels, meals at restaurants, and other forms of family travel. In San Francisco, I'm Queenie Kim for Marketplace.